The D2 Follow-Up Report. We stay connected to important stories to give you the latest.
This story really made a lot of people curious, so we kept digging. We reported earlier this week that women are dominating college campuses right now in a big way. And if you are a woman, you are much more likely to also get a college degree. But here's the story and the data that we're basing this on. 57% of degrees are going to women compared to 42% for men. That's a 15-point difference. And Dave first caught this story on CBS.
Yeah, I was fascinated because the question is, what in the world is going on with men in college, in higher education? Because there are more than 2 million more women enrolled in college right now than men. And that is a huge number.
And you didn't just stop there. After the show, we talked about it. We didn't really come to any conclusions during our debate about why this is happening. I personally felt like it's women fulfilling our destiny. We weren't always given the same rights. We weren't given that same level playing field that we have today and that we've earned and we've deserved. I wouldn't even say we enjoy it. I mean, we deserved it. But you look back to in my lifetime, women have been allowed to open up, for example, their own bank accounts without a man being a co-signer. That's in my lifetime. This is in the early 70s that happened. We weren't always given the same opportunities to enroll in college as a man. And I felt like once Title IX opened the door for a more level playing field for women, we're like, we're not looking back. We're going to keep running. But you sat down at your computer after, and you went online, and you wanted to see how things were shaking out in Utah. What'd you find?
Yeah, I was curious to see how this compares nationally to locally. So the national trends are about 56-57% of colleges are women. And I wanted to see, okay, well, what are these numbers here in Utah? And this is what I found. I went to College Factual. This is where I pulled all the information. That's a website that tracks all the schools across the country, and it breaks it down in a million different ways. Cost, tuition, demographics, racial disparities, and this one is gender. So to give you an idea, again, nationally, we're looking at about 57% mm-hmm. are women. At Weber State, almost identical. 56% of the enrollment is women. Utah State, a little lower, 53% are women. The biggest disparity you're seeing is happening in Southern Utah. So Southern Utah University, SUU, and the former Dixie State, which is now Utah Tech, they're at 59% women and 58% women. When you come up north, UVU, the University of Utah, it's about 50-50. So it's a very even distribution.
Rebecca Walsh, Communications Director for the University of Utah. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So there doesn't seem to be a huge disparity when it comes to gender differences at the University of Utah. It seems like it's right around 50-50. Is that on purpose?
I think it is. Our enrollment management team works very carefully throughout the recruitment process and the application process to make sure that we are as close to 50-50 as we can with our incoming classes. We know that the split sort of ebbs and flows as students stay in school. We have slightly more women graduating with graduate degrees from the university, and it's pretty 50-50 for undergraduate degrees, the gender split, men versus women who are graduating from the university.
Was this something that you noticed years ago? And what did you do to address it?
I think Title IX changed a lot of things for U.S. universities. If you look back to the 1940s after World War II, the GI Bill really changed the gender makeup of universities for a while up until the 60s and 70s. We were pretty dominated by male students. The balance has shifted now. And there are more women going into college nationally and I think also in Utah. Title IX was huge as part of that.
So what did you do, I guess, maybe to balance things out as the rest of the country is moving the other direction?
Again, I have to give credit to our enrollment management team. They study the data. They speak to the high school counselors. We have a holistic application process that considers the whole student. So it's not even dependent on so much on ACT and SAT scores now. It's the service that you've done, the leadership that you have demonstrated. And we have exceptional students, both men and women, applying to the university. And we're lucky that we are close to 50-50 with our incoming classes.
Rebecca Walsh is the communications director at the University of Utah. We asked her to join the show because we reported earlier this week about a major disparity in the number of women compared to the number of men enrolled in colleges across the United States. But the University of Utah doesn't have this issue. It's more right in the 50-50 range, equal number of women compared to men enrolled at the University of Utah. So you said just a few minutes ago, Rebecca, something that stood out to me. You're now considering the whole student. I remember when I applied for college, it did depend on, you know, I can't remember if I took the SAT or the ACT. It's been so long ago. And also my grades in high school. And they didn't ask so much about community service that I recall. But that seems to be, is that a recent shift?
Yes, I think most U.S. universities are going in that direction. You know, COVID changed a lot of things for a lot of American students. Those were some tough years. ACT scores and GPAs suffered as a result. And so I think this focus on the whole student and holistic admissions is an attempt to kind of equalize things for all students as they're applying to universities, to take into consideration those that maybe there were some learning losses and some tough grades during the pandemic when students were stuck at home learning online. This is an attempt to kind of equalize and help us move forward and be fair to all students.
Are there any sort of quotas where you purposely say, okay, well, this semester or this year we were overrepresented by men or overrepresented by women, we need to balance this out more?
No. I think we're always aiming for 50-50 as best we can. You know, things shake out over the years. You know, in 2023, for our master's programs, we had 50.8% of our graduates were women, 49% were men. And for PhDs, 55% of the students who graduated with PhDs from the U were women, 45% were men. And then in 2023, our bachelor's degrees, 50.5% were awarded to women and 49.5% were awarded to men. We feel like we're pretty equitable in how our degrees are awarded and who ends up graduating from our institution. And we try to start from that place as well with our incoming classes.
Rebecca Walsh, thank you for joining us, Communications Director for the University of Utah.
It was just days ago that we called Congressman Blake Moore a rising star in the GOP. And lo and behold, he's calling the show straight ahead. In light of almost Fight Club during a Senate hearing yesterday, an allegation that Representative Kevin McCarthy elbowed another representative who voted to oust him in the back yesterday. Things are getting wild back in D.C.
There's dumb days on Capitol Hill, and there are dumber days on Capitol Hill. And this is one of the dumbest I've seen in quite a long time.
We'll ask Congressman Blake Moore next to weigh in.